Good morning, everyone. Good morning to the online people from last week. I'm sorry I didn't say hello to you last week. I'm a little inexperienced with this stuff. But today I'm going to talk about the incomparable riches we have in Jesus Christ. We are rich people. As I've been studying Ephesians a lot and reading and rereading it, just going to mention just a few things about how rich we all are in Jesus Christ. Because of Jesus, you're holy and blameless. You're blessed. You're adopted. You're redeemed. You're forgiven. You have riches of God's grace that he lavishes on us. I love that, how he lavishes his grace upon us. We're chosen, as I talked about last week. We're marked with a seal, the Holy Spirit. Jesus living in us. We have the riches of a glorious inheritance of heaven. We have incomparable great power. Great love. He has great love for us. God raised up us to be with Jesus. He raised us to be with Jesus. You're in Jesus' care. We have incomparable riches of his grace. The boundless riches of knowing Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Glorious riches give you power. Power by the Holy Spirit. Nothing, not my own power, but his power to my inner being, to your inner being. That you may be filled with the fullness of God. He gives us more than we can ever ask or imagine. So I'm here today to tell you you have incomparable riches. I'll tell you about someone who had riches and didn't even know it. She had gone down in history as America's greatest miser. Yet when she died in 1916, Hetty Green, left more than $100 million behind. Imagine what she'd be worth today. But you know what? She ate cold oatmeal because she didn't want to heat it up. Her son had to suffer a leg amputation because she delayed so long looking for a free clinic. She was rich, but she lived like a pauper. Hetty hastened her own death by arguing over the value of drinking skim milk. Silly. Hetty Green is an illustration of too many Christians today. They have limitless wealth. We have limitless wealth at our disposal, and yet we live like paupers. It's that kind of Christian that Paul is writing to about in the book of Ephesians. But I'm here to tell you today that when you were born again, when you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you were born into God's rich family. You were born into incomparable riches. Do you live like it? So do you live your life like a pauper? Do your circumstances control your worry? Do you complain? Do you question God like Hetty Green? God's word is going to change that way of thinking today. It's not me, it's his word that changes your way of thinking. God's word jumps out from the pages of the Bible. So let's read about the incomparable riches of God's grace today. Ephesians chapter 1, 7 and 8. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace, that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. You've been redeemed. I am so thankful I've been redeemed because I know my old life was not good. But because of Jesus, I've been redeemed. I've been set free. You know what redeem means? That you were purchased and set free by paying a price. And that was our Savior, Jesus Christ. He redeemed you. Amen. He redeemed you. And because of the blood of Christ, you are no longer a slave to sin. I'm no longer a slave to sin, but I'm redeemed and I'm set free. The second part of that says you are forgiven because of that. You are forgiven. And those are two of the most important riches that we have in God's grace. Redemption. Redemption by the blood of Jesus Christ. And that blood set you free and forgave you. And I love how he says, as I said earlier, how he lavishes upon us. How he lavishes his grace upon us. Think about your life before you knew Christ. I bring that up every once in a while to people. To think about your life before you knew Christ. Think about what it was like. And think about now. I see the changes in the people in this room. Amazing changes. We've seen the baptisms. about people in this room who committed their lives to Jesus Christ. Young children like Wyatt and his sister, Naomi, and go on and on, Stephen, and just so many, Father, has changed our lives. And you've experienced the blessings of Jesus. He has changed everything in your life. Ephesians 2, 6 and 7 says, "And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus." We weren't raised up from the dead to be left behind in a grave. We were raised up to be united with Christ, to be one with him, to be exalted with him, to share his glory, and to be excited about every single day that we have an opportunity to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Your physical position may be here on earth, but your spiritual position is in heaven with Jesus Christ. Yeah. He's with us every moment. And even though he's in heaven, we're here, we're still with him up there. It's an incredible connection that we have with Jesus Christ. It's why we just know that we have incredible blessings. In Ephesians 3, 7 and 8. "I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given me through the working of his power. Although I am less than the least of all Lord's people, this grace was given me to preach to the Gentiles the boundless riches of Christ." You know, like Paul was a preacher. Paul wanted to bring the word of God to anyone and everyone. And I feel the same way. I feel the same way. I want to bring the word of God to anyone and everyone. I want to share the good news of Jesus Christ. I pray that you would do that. And we would just fill all these pews up. Bring people to Jesus. Share the incredible riches that he has given us. And that is the most important riches of knowing Jesus Christ and salvation that only comes through him. That's our mission. That's our mission. That's your mission. Share the wealth. Share the wealth. They see my big smile and they ask me, "What are you smiling about?" And I say, "It's Jesus. It's Jesus." You know, I have a lot to, I could be frowning all the time. You know, I could be upside down, frowning all the time about our position and what we go through. But I'm not. I want to share the riches of Jesus Christ and how he's changed our lives, how he's changed our family's lives, how he's changed this church's life, how we're growing and sharing the good news of Jesus all the time. That's our mission. That's your mission. 3:16 says, I want to share that with you. "I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being." The riches of God's grace is the Holy Spirit that dwells in you. And can you feel the power of the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
Show it.
Yes.
Show it. Yes. Get excited about it. It's incredible power. You know, Paul says his glorious riches strengthen us with power through our inner being. It's God's Spirit is in you. And then he's going to be all about him as we go forth with our life. It's incredible riches of God's grace because his power is in us. I'm going to back up and read in Ephesians chapter 1. And this is Paul's prayer to you. I pray as you hear these words, they would be a prayer to you. They would be your prayer, that you would listen to Paul praying for you in a special way. "For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people." Wouldn't you love it if someone said that to you? Huh? Wouldn't you love it? "For this reason, I heard about your faith. I heard about how you walk by faith and not by sight. I heard about how you get together with your children and you pray, with your wife and you pray, with your spouse and you pray. I heard about the special things going off at the cross or wherever you worship. I heard about that. I have not stopped giving thanks for you," it says in verse 16, "remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better." Highlight those little words right then, "so that you may know him better." The words of the Bible jump out at me. I don't know about you, they jump out at me. They say, "Rick, you got to know him better. You got to know him better. You got to have that relationship with him. you get excited by the word of God, and it connects with your spirit and lifts you up. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance. It is the riches of our glorious inheritance in his holy people and his incomparable great power for us who to believe. You believe in Jesus, you got an incomparably great power. You have it. It's right there. The same power as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at the right hand, far above the rule, authority, power, and dominion in every name. This is invoked not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God has placed all things under his feet and appointed to him head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. Do you feel full of Jesus? Do you feel the power to your inner being? God wants to place everything in you that you need, his fullness. And every time you open the Word of God, I pray that he speaks to you, that your Holy Spirit connects with the Word, teaches you, lifts you up, gives you the power to know him better. And that's what I pray every day when I preach and I teach. And before I even said a word this morning, I said, Lord, open my eyes and heart to what you want me to learn today. I want to learn more about you. Every time I get up and read this Word of God, I say that. I want to know you better. Teach me, Lord. That'll be a prayer to know him better. I want to know him better. 1 Corinthians 2. Here's some powerful words of God. The God of words, God's word speaks to you. However, it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, what no human mind has conceived, the things of God has prepared for those who love him. These are the things God has revealed to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's thought except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given to us. That is what we speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but words taught by the Spirit, explaining the spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words. The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. The person with the Spirit makes judgments about all things, but such a person is not subject to merely human judgments. For who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. But we have the mind of Christ. You feel like you have the mind of Christ. Christ's mind was the most intelligent, incredible mind there ever was. And we share in that mind of Christ by reading his Word, by connecting with the Holy Spirit, not by human wisdom, but by spiritual wisdom. We are blessed more than we can ever ask or imagine. We have such special blessings, both here and now forever. You know, 2:9 says, however it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, what no human mind has conceived, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. You have no idea what God has prepared you for. You don't. Until you open his word and live the life of Christ. And then you just see blessings unfold in front of you. Blessings in your life. Blessings in your family's life. Blessings in all the people around you. And it's so incredible. We have no idea the blessings that are waiting for us. That's why I say we have incomparable riches in Jesus Christ. Nothing compares to Jesus. Nothing compares to Jesus. I am so excited every day to get up and open the Word of God, just how he works in our lives. You know, and that mind of Christ, boy, that blows me away. I need the mind of Christ, because my mind isn't all that sharp sometimes, but God's is. God's Spirit spoke to me this morning and gave me insight and wisdom and helped me to get excited about this lesson. I'm kidding you, I struggled with this lesson. I questioned myself over this lesson, but I got excited about it as I was reading the Word of God again, and it just truly shows you what Christ can do in our lives. 2:16 says you have an incredible mind of Christ. Again, it's the Word by the Holy Spirit that gives you that mind of Christ. Know Him, and you know the Word. You're going to know Him better. Ephesians 1. Back to Ephesians again. I spent a lot of time in Ephesians. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which He has called you, the riches of His glorious inheritance in His holy people. Paul's prayer is that he prays that your heart would be enlightened. That you would know the hope that which you have been called. Each one of us has a special hope that we have been called to. I love it when someone comes forward and says, you know, if Kevin came forward with that ministry for those kids, I love to hear his passion and his desire to help those kids know God better. That's our mission, right? That's our mission. Each one of us should have that, have our eyes wide open, our heart enlightened by a mission that God has called you to do, to share Jesus in a special way with certain people. And He has called you to a glorious inheritance. It's not just enough to get by, a glorious inheritance to your people. And that is heaven, ultimately. That's heaven. That's our glorious inheritance in our His holy people. You know, I don't know about you, but I can feel God tugging at my heart today. I can feel Him speaking to me. I can feel He's calling me out. He's calling me out to do His will. He's speaking to your heart. He says, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened today. That's what I pray for you today, that your eyes of your heart are enlightened, that you get excited about all the riches and you want to share it with somebody else. He has big plans for you. Listen to your heart. Listen to your heart. Let Him speak to you. Know the hope that He's called you to be, His holy people, holy and blameless. Wow, that's you. He gives you incomparable power. All you can do is believe. 1 Peter 1. Verses 3 and 5. 1 Peter chapter 1. Praise be to God and the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept for you in heaven. Praise God, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ. Because of your great mercy, you let us be born again. You let us have a living hope. Not just a hope, it's a living hope that lives in each one of us. And it's because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Death has no hold over us. We have that living hope, that eternal life. Because of your faith in Jesus Christ, it's God's power that lives in you by the Holy Spirit that gives you a living hope. Also want to look at Romans 8:17. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in His suffering in order that we may share in His glory. I thank you that I share in God's glory. I'm telling you, we are so blessed because of the rich inheritance we have, that we are co-heirs with Christ. I'm not just any old Christian. I'm a co-heir with Jesus Christ. He lives in me. He's alive in me. So that in order that I can share in that glory of knowing Him, I'm so thankful that He has redeemed us, that He's forgiven us. He's called us. We're seated with Christ right now in heaven. We're one in Christ. Do you know God's incomparable power that is living in you? It's incredible. First Ephesians 1, 19 through 23. I know I read this once, but I'm going to read it again. Ephesians chapter 1, 19 through 23. And His incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength He exerted when He raised Christ from the dead, and He seated Him at the right hand in the heavenly realms, far above the rule, authority, power, and dominion in every name. This is invoked not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God has placed all things under His feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. You know, 119 says, and his incomparable great power for us who believe. That's like dynamite. You have dynamite living in you. That's what he's talking about. You have dynamite waiting to explode out in everything you say and do. That is the incomparable power of the Holy Spirit living in you right now. In you right now. You have dynamite. You have divine eternal power for us who believe. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead. I power of God that raised Jesus from the dead. But I have that same power. The power of the Holy Spirit. The power that resurrected and ascended Christ is available to Christians by faith. His incomparable great power is for us who believe. Ephesians 3, 14 through 21. I'm going to close with this chapter. These verses, incredible great verses that speak to me, that really sort of ties all this up together. In Ephesians chapter 3, starting in verse 14. For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, this is the glorious riches you have, that he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit to your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide, how long, how high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love, this surpassing knowledge, that you have may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, according to this power that is work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. I ask for an amen on that one. Those scriptures speak to me. They pray they would speak to you today. Paul uses power three times as we read. He uses power the first time. He says, I pray that out of the glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit to your inner being. He wants to strengthen you by his power of his Holy Spirit to your inner being. He's given it to you. All you got to do is listen to God's calling for you. Read his word. Share with others how the special blessing you have in Jesus Christ. Power together, it says verse 18, may have the power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and deep is the love of Christ. We have power together with God's holy people today. It's so great to get together and worship, to get these hugs in the morning, to go through Bible study and have people crying and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, what it's done to change their lives. And we are so blessed with Bible studies and different things that go on. It's such a blessing to share that power together with God's holy people. We have been blessed with each other. Finally, in power that is at work within us, verse 320 says, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine according to his power that is at work within us. You know, the greatest power shortage today isn't in oil or propane or whatever source you might sort of generate. Is the greatest shortage of power is in our personal lives. I'm telling you, you have so much to offer. You have so many blessings in Jesus Christ. I want you to know that the message today is about the riches that we have in Jesus Christ. And I can go on and on. I pray that you would get your own little cheat sheet out and start writing down the different blessings you have in Jesus Christ. Write them down and pray about them and let him lift your life up, because that's what it's all about today. That's to know the blessings of knowing Jesus Christ. They're incomparable. Nothing compares to knowing Jesus. You know, I have a great wife and I love her so much, but she doesn't compare to knowing Jesus. You know, she doesn't compare to knowing Jesus. She's my great helpmate and she encourages me on through Jesus. She builds me up through Jesus Christ. And I'm so thankful to have a godly woman who's right behind me and encouraging me. I was trying to read this lesson to her last night, and she was interrupting me the whole time. You know, yes, but it didn't matter. I sort of went skipped towards the end, toward this last part for her, and she came around with it. But I have such a blessing in knowing Jesus Christ and then sharing it with her and my family and with my church, my brothers and sisters in Bible study. I'm excited every day that we get together. And I pray that you would you would live that life today. That you would, it would be your personal challenge to yourself today to live your life like the Bible says you're supposed to, with incomparable blessings, with incredible passion of Jesus Christ. He'll change your life today. Will you start to experience his incomparable riches for you today? God's calling you. He's calling you, not me. His word is speaking to you. I pray that you would get your Bible out and highlight some of these words and get your own little list of why you were chosen, why you were blessed, why you are rich. We're not poor. We're not paupers. We're not going to be like Hetty Green, have all this riches inside of us and not use it. Let's use that to his glory. I pray that you would realize that he has more than you can ever ask or imagine waiting for you. God's power lives in you. Now let it work in you. I want to offer the invitation today. If you haven't accepted Jesus Christ, you need to. I've just listed all the benefits of knowing Jesus. Incredible benefits. If you haven't accepted Jesus, your Lord and Savior, you need to do that. It'll be the greatest day of your life. I never forgot the day I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I was in a hotel room in Pittsfield, Mass., and Diane had witnessed to me, and she had shared the gospel to me. But I fought her for a while over it. But I opened up the drawer, and believe it or not, it was Gideon's Bible. And I opened up Gideon's Bible, and guess what I read? Acts 3, was it Acts 2:38, I believe. Acts 2:38. Believe, repent, be baptized, and you shall receive. I started crying. I called Diane up. I said, honey, I believe. I believe in Jesus Christ. You were right. I was wrong. I can't wait to come home and get baptized. Get them ready. Get the water ready. And it was the best day of my life. And it'll be the best day of your life. If you haven't accepted him as your Lord and Savior, please do it today. Don't wait. Don't wait. And if you need prayers, come forward. As we stand and sing the song of invitation. Thank you.